Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma stuff for me to take, and it did absolutely nothing to help with slow healing or bring my diabetes down. My friend Patrick recommended the products found at yourdiyhealth.com here on EFR, and I have tried them. And my sugar level is down, my energy level is up, and my body is getting the natural ingredients it needs for self-healing. I am quite pleased at the results. You can contact Jim Ram at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. And their toll-free order number is 855-809-6864. That's 855-809-6864. I am quite happy with their products, and I'll just leave it at that. Praise Yahweh. See you later.
Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is Wake Up Call for the 24th of May. Now, I'm recording this early in the afternoon. I got all the verses together that I needed. This is going to be a reminder show. A reminder of the feast days. This is Pentecost right now, and I'll explain that in just a second. We just finished Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Pentecost in the Greek means 50. Okay, 50th. It is the 50th day after the Passover. It has several other names. It's called the Festival of Weeks, the Festival of First Fruits. And what it was originally was a Thanksgiving day. It's a high Sabbath. Over the completed harvest, where the people brought their first fruits of their harvest to Yahweh and had a sacrifice on the altar. Okay, that's not done anymore because there is no altar. There's no temple. There's none of this. I'm going to read some of the verses, and then I'll go into what Pentecost means today, okay? Let me clear my throat. I got a little frog in my throat right here. All right. Leviticus 23, verses 10 through 16. This will give you some history. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 10 through 16. Speak to the children of Israel, and you shall say to them, when you come into the land which I give you and shall reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. Verse 11. And he shall wave the sheaf before Yahweh for your acceptance. On the morrow after the Shabbat, the priest waves it. Okay, yesterday was a weekly Shabbat. Okay, the 50th week, or the 50th day, pardon me. Not 50th week, the 50th day after Passover, okay? Verse 12, and on that day when you wave the sheaf, you shall prepare a male lamb, a year old, a perfect one, as an ascending offering to Yahweh. They would offer that as a burnt offering. All right, now I'm going to stop. And I'm going to say this. Yeshua Messiah was the first fruits of the coming resurrection. Okay? That's the significance of Pentecost today. Yeshua was the perfect Passover lamb. Okay? So we no longer have to offer this lamb. Yeshua was the offering that ascended to the Father at Calvary. And he was the first fruits of the resurrection because 3 days later, he took his body up again and walked the earth before he went up to the Father the second time. Okay, that has to do with the elimination of the sacrificial lamb on this day. Okay? We don't do animal sacrifice for the remission of sin anymore. That is covered by the blood of the Passover lamb, Yeshua HaMashiach. Verse 13. And its grain offering, 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made by fire to Yahweh, a sweet fragrance, and its drink offering, 1/4 of a hin of wine. And you do not eat bread or roasted grain or fresh grain until the same day that you have brought an offering to your Elohim, a law forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Okay? Verse 15. And from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that you brought the sheaf of wave offering, you shall count for yourselves 7 completed Shabbats until the morrow after the 7th Shabbat, you count 50 days. Then you shall bring a new grain offering to Yahweh. This is the 50th day. This is the day after the 7th. Okay? It's the 7th. That's what it means, 50th, Pentecost. 50th. It's also called the Festival of Weeks, when the weeks have expired. So I read the passage in Leviticus. Now let's go to Deuteronomy. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. Numbers. Numbers 28. verse 26. 28, 26. And on the day of the first fruits, when you bring a new grain offering to Yahweh at your festival of Shavuot, and in Hebrew that means weeks, okay? You have a set apart gathering and you do no servile work. All right, this is a high Shabbat. Yesterday was a standard Shabbat. Today is a high Shabbat. Okay. Now let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16. In verse 2, they're talking about slaughtering the Pesach. That's the Passover. And you don't eat leavened bread for 7 days. Well, we just finished that. Okay, last month. Now, we're in verse 9, or actually verse 6. Tells us to slaughter the Pesach in the evening, etc., etc. But verse 9 talks about the weeks, the festival of weeks. Verse 9, count 7 weeks for yourself. Begin to count 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the grain. Verse 10, and you shall perform the festival of Shavuot to Yahweh your Elohim according to the voluntary offering from your hand, which you give as Yahweh your Elohim blesses you. That's the festival of weeks. That's Passover. Okay. The 50th day, 7 weeks, that's 7 times 7 is 49. And the following day is the 50th day, which is today, the day after the standard Shabbat. And that's today, the 24th. We did a voluntary fast yesterday. I did. I participated in it. And prayed for Yahweh's intervention and the evil that's going on. We can pray for that every day. But let's go, speaking of Pentecost here, let's go to the book of Acts in the New Testament. And let me turn to it here, the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of the festival of Shavuot had come, they were all with one mind in one place. That's Pentecost, okay? This is what happened on Pentecost when Yeshua was with us. Verse 2, listen to this. This is what happened. And suddenly there came a sound from the heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3, and there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire and settled on each one of them. Verse 4, and they were all filled with the set-apart spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them to speak. Now, this is not babbling. These were known tongues. Tongues that they didn't know before, but they were speaking in languages because there were a lot of different people from different lands, all Israelites, that had come to celebrate this feast at the temple. And it tells you here, verse 5, now in Jerusalem there were dwelling, and it has Yehudim here, but that means Judahites, okay? Not Jews. Yahudim, those who praise Yah. And the Talmudists don't even mention the name of Yahweh. It's forbidden, okay? Dedicated men from every nation under the heaven. They all spoke different languages. As we do today, Israel is dispersed. And we're in all these different countries, and these different countries have different languages. French and English and German and Swedish and American English. What, Spanish? You know, whatever, wherever Israelites are. Verse 6, and when this sound came to be, the crowd came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Verse 7, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying to each other, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? They lived in the land of Galilee. Verse 8. And how do we hear each one in our own language in which we were born? Well, I'm an Israelite, but I was born in the United States. My language is English. American English, okay? Not English English. Verse 9. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and those dwelling in Aram Naharaim, both Yehuda and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia. Verse 10, both Phrygia and Pamphylia, Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, and the parts of Libya around Cyrene. Visitors from Rome, both Yehudim and converts. Verse 11, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the great deeds of Elohim. That's God. All the wonderful things that Yahweh has done. That's what happened on that day. The Holy Spirit, the set-apart Spirit, as it says in verse 4, they were all filled with the set-apart Spirit. Now, the set-apart Spirit is not going to come into a child of the devil. Of course not. They couldn't exist in the same body. If the set-apart Spirit came in, the devil would be cast out. But if they were born of the devil and had the DNA of a devil, the set-apart Spirit wouldn't come into them. So none of these men that the set-apart Spirit came into were the Talmud-worshipping devils that we are plagued with today. None of them were of those people. None. Let's go to chapter 20 of Acts. Acts chapter 20, verse 16. For Shaul had decided to sail past Ephesus so that he might lose no time in Asia, for he was hurrying to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of the festival of Shavuot. The Feast of Weeks. He was trying to be there. Now let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 16. I'm turning there. I forgot to put my page marker. I have to turn there. Oops. Chapter 16, verse 8. This is Paul speaking. And it ties in with the other verse. And I shall remain in Ephesus until the festival of Shavuot. Now, what did it just say in 2016? He was hurrying so he could possibly be in Yerushalayim to keep the Feast of Weeks, or the First Fruits, or Shavuot. Okay, Pentecost, if you want to use that term. This was the Thanksgiving feast over the completed harvest and the first fruits of the harvest. And that translates to the first fruits of the resurrection, which was Yeshua Messiah. He rose first on the third day. Now, this is a promise for us. A promise for us to tell us of what's coming, that through him we will also rise. All right, if we die, if I die tonight, I will sleep. Whatever they do with my carcass, it doesn't matter. I'm not there anymore. And when the time comes for me to rise, Yahweh will make a new temple for me to dwell in that will be perfect. It will not be a temporary dwelling place like this one is, where I've had health issues and the teeth start to go and the eyesight gets a little dim and the hearing isn't quite what it was. These things break down, okay? They have planned obsolescence, like the automobiles that they make today. You get a brand new one and man, it's going to nickel. Within 5 years, it's not going to last like the old Volkswagens did. They lasted forever. A lot of them are still on the road. But they'll nickel dime you to death because it has all kinds of problems. Well, this body, is starting to have maintenance issues. What can I say? Maintenance issues. But anyway, that covers Pentecost, which is today. That's the reason for today. Now, Eli and I are going to go over this again. We're going to do this. We're going to talk about feasts and stuff because it's so important that Israelites keep the feasts. We just had a Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Today is Pentecost. The next one that comes up, okay, is on Ethanim 1, that's September the 19th. That's sundown the 18th to sundown the 19th. Okay. Let me look that up. That is the Feast of Trumpets. Okay, that's what they call trumpets. And on that day, they would take the shofar, which is a ram's horn trumpet, and they would sound it and give a lot of different blasts, etc., signals and stuff. I do that. I have a shofar, and on that day, I go outside, regardless of the weather, and I do the whole routine. I sound the shofar on that day, which probably irritates a lot of the neighbors, but I don't care. I put on my Israelite prayer shawl. It's not Jewish. It has the tzitzit on it. And I go outside with an uncovered head, because it's a sounding of the trumpets to proclaim that day. Okay, the Feast of Trumpets. And I do all the different blasts on the shofar. I know how to do all that. Not as good as I once was, because I don't sound the shofar. We don't have an actual congregation, so I don't sound the shofar to call the assembly, because we're all scattered out right here. I do it at the feasts, but the next one after that, it's Ethanim 1, okay, sundown on the 18th of September to sundown on 19th of September. That's a high Shabbat, okay? It would be a weekly Shabbat, except it's commanded to be a high Shabbat. It's on a Shabbat day. The next one is the Fast of Atonement. Now, that is the only commanded fast in Scripture. That is sundown on Ethanim 10. And it lasts until sundown on Ethanim 11. That is sundown on the 27th of September this year to sundown on the 28th. The Day of Atonement. And it should be a joyous day instead of a sad day now, because, again, Yahshua has made atonement for us. Okay. You sound the shofar again on the Day of Atonement. Leviticus 25:9. You shall then sound a shofar sound on the 10th of the 7th month in the day of Yom HaKippurim. That's Day of Atonement. Actually, it means Day of Covering Over. The Kapareth is the cover for the Ark of the Covenant. Well, Kippurim comes from Kippur, or Kippur, to cover over. It's a day of covering over of sin. Well, Yahshua Messiah did that. He has covered over our sin with his blood. So it's a celebration and a day of fasting, because our sins have been covered over by our Messiah. Yeshua HaMashiach made that covering over for us. We don't have to shed blood of bulls and goats and all that business anymore, because it's been fulfilled by the final perfect sacrifice, which an animal sacrifice could not do it. They were not perfect. But the perfect sacrifice was performed by Yeshua at Calvary. Now they say cross. He was not crucified on a cross. He was impaled on a stake, just a straight up pole, and they nailed through his wrists, because the not his hands, the wrist bones, right at the wrist before the hand, because there's two bones, and the nails went through those two bones on both hands, so it would hang, because if you did it in the hand, it would pull out from between the fingers. And they nailed his ankles also, so he couldn't stand, because they had a little platform on there. Couldn't do that. That's why they wanted to break his legs at the end, so it would put all the weight on his hands. And what it does, the method of death, is it constricts the diaphragm so much that you can't breathe and you smother. That's what kills you when they do that. That was the Roman method of execution. And it was brutal. It took all day for you to strangle to death. Well, he went through that for us. So, yes, the Day of Atonement, we celebrate his willing sacrifice as the sacrificial lamb for Israel. He says, I come not except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, because they were lost to Yahweh because of apostasy. They had drifted away, and he made the atonement for the sins. And now it's a voluntary thing. You have to ask, you have to believe, and you have to live the way he told us to live. There are conditions you have to follow. It's not just believing. The devils believe and they tremble, but they're not going to be resurrected or redeemed. He's the Redeemer. HaMashiach, the Anointed One. Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua the Anointed One. He was anointed to cover over the sins of Israel. That's the reason for Yom Kippur. It is not a Jewish holiday, although they have tried to claim it. They have nothing to do with anything concerning Yahweh, because they don't worship Yahweh. Okay? That's the day of covering over of the sins of true Israel. And they are not Israel. They just aren't. Now they say they are, but they say a lot of things. They lie. Their father is the father of lies, and they do their father's bidding. Yeshua called them out on that. Now, then we have the Feast of Tabernacles. That's Ethanim 15 through the 21st. That's where we all get together and camp out in commemoration of when we left Egypt and traveled through the wilderness. We lived in brush shelters, and it's called the Festival of Sukkot, which means booths. And we made brush booths to shelter us from the sun and the weather on the 40-year journey that we took, okay? And that commemorates that, and that's October the 2nd at the evening to the evening of the October 9th. Okay? 7 days. The evening of the 2nd to the evening of the 9th. And we all get together here in Kentucky and go down to this one campground, and we camp out for a week. And we eat. Oh, boy, do we eat. It's marvelous. Absolutely. The fellowship is tremendous. Now, I'm going to talk about another proclaimed holiday, and this occurred during the Maccabean period, before Yeshua Messiah, and they celebrated this. They had put all kinds of pagan statues in the temple during that period. The Greeks had done that. And it was profaned. They were sacrificing pigs on the altar. It was just terrible. It was horrible. And they were under subjection. The people of people of Yehuda, where grieving over the profanation of the temple, because it was rendered unclean. Well, the Maccabees went in and they cleaned the temple out, and they destroyed all those statues and just busted up all the stuff, and then they washed the whole place down. And they lit candles. And the Greeks had destroyed all the sacred oil for the menorah. Well, they only had oil for one day. Put it in the candle holder, the menorah. And that one day supply, lasted 8 days. It was a miracle of Yahweh until they got the temple cleansed. The oil supply of one day lasted for 8 days. Okay. Now, that is Hanukkah. Again, that is not a holiday of the Talmudists. They have tried to claim it. They have tried to steal the birthright of true Israel. Hanukkah, it's Chag, that means feast. Hanukkah, Chag Hanukkah. That is the feast, that's Chag, of dedication, Hanukkah. You light candles every evening for 8 days. Start out with one candle. Second day, you light a second candle in the evening. Third day, you light three candles. The fourth day, you light four candles.
Well, that's Jewish.
Really? Listen to this. The book of John, chapter 10, verse 22. That's the book of John, chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. Okay, 22 and 23. Verse 22, at that time, the Hanukkah came to be in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And verse 23, and Yahshua was walking in the set apart place in the porch of Shlomo. That was on the temple, okay, the porch of Shlomo. That was built on the temple. So Yahshua, our Messiah, was celebrating the rededication of the temple, the Hanukkah. That celebrates the Maccabean victory over the Greeks in 165 B.C. when they restored and rededicated the temple, and our Messiah Yeshua was observing this. Now, to me, if Yeshua did it, I want to do it. I observe the Hanukkah. It is not a Jewish holiday. I don't care what the Jews say. I don't care what you've heard. There it is in the scripture. Yeshua Messiah did not observe anything Jewish. And if he observed the Hanukkah, I will do that. That is December the 11th, that's this year, December the 11th in the evening through the December the 19th in the evening. You start out with one candle and you work all the way up to eight candles on the final evening. You add a candle each evening. You have new candles. You light one the first evening. Second evening, you light two. Third evening, you light three, all the way up to eight. That's Kislu 25 through Tibet. One, that's a Hebrew month. That's December 11th in the evening to December 19th in the evening this year. So that pretty much covers the feast. I wanted to remind people of these. Now I'll give a reminder when Hanukkah's coming up, and I'll do another little blurb on it, I'm sure. People will forget by then with all the stuff that's going on with the murders and the shootings and the ridiculous stuff that happens in the world. We as Israel really truly, brothers and sisters, we need to keep these feasts. This is our heritage. You understand? It's not a light thing. The commanded feasts and fasts need to be kept. That's real serious business. The Hanukkah is something that was a happy time. It's a time of feasting and happiness because the temple was rededicated. And I celebrate it because my Redeemer celebrated it. And that's the only reason. If it didn't say so in the scripture that Yeshua was keeping that holiday, it wouldn't be all that much because the temple is destroyed. But Yeshua thought enough of that holiday that he kept it. He was there at the temple walking on the porch of Solomon during the Hanukkah. So I've reminded you about all the dates. We've got the calendar with all the sacred dates on it. You can get that at Anglo-Saxon Israel. We've got the information there on how to get the calendar. I've got one. I've got it sitting here hanging next to all my computers, and I keep the dates straight so I know what's going on. All these things are not dismal, dark occurrences. There are times of joy, okay? The feasts are joyful. The only day that's commanded, that's a fast, is the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. That means the day of covering over. Well, Yeshua covered over for us, so that's his day now. That's his day now. That final covering over has been made by him. And we really need to celebrate that. We don't do Christmas, a requiem mass for a dead Christ. We don't do that. But the Hanukkah is a time of joy for celebrating the cleansing of the temple. Well, the temple is in our bodies now, inside us, and Yeshua has cleansed our temple, if we let him. If we let him. The final cleansing by him, the day of covering over, is when he covered our sins. And the joyous time of the rededication of the temple, it's time to rededicate our temple, the one inside us. Not a dismal thing. It's a time of partying. People get together, they light the candles, they pray, they have a big meal. It's great. It's great. Don't let the Edomites steal your birthright, Israel. Don't let them do that. Don't allow that. I don't. It's not their day. It's not their holiday. I don't care what they say on the news media. And they present themselves as Israel, but we of true Israel know that they are not. They're not Israel. We are Israel. Don't let these bandits steal what's ours. Nah. Ain't gonna. I got about 10 minutes here. I pretty much covered what I wanted to cover today on Wake Up Call. I want to wake people up basically to the fact that we as Israelites have these feast days and the one fast day, and we really need to be observant. These are commanded things, okay? except for the Hanukkah. That's a voluntary thing. You don't have to. But it sure is nice, and it's a good reason for a party. It sure is. It's a joyous time. You can praise Yeshua and praise Yahweh and fellowship with one another. And all these feasts are like that. And the one day, the one fast day that we've got, Yom Kippur, that's not a dismal day. Our sins have been covered. And we should pray and fast and thank Yahweh for the gift that he gave us when he gave us Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes. Good time. Well, I might pick and choose a few little tunes here. I think you'll enjoy that. And I'll talk to you again. There'll be a word for word tomorrow, a new one. And thank you for listening. I appreciate your support. All the good emails and stuff that I get and the letters. Much, much, much appreciated. So, praise Yahweh, and I'll talk to you again on the next show. Let's pick a little, a good tune here. This looks good.
Walking with the Lord like I used to, it's like temptation's got a hold of me. Then I cry at night 'cause I ought to, and the praise to him I hold, I'm on my bended knee. From the road I chose to raise my family, and the more I learned forgiveness, the less I saw of grief. And the more I watched his children in their eyes, I saw his light. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. I did my time, I paid some heavy dues, and I often wonder why I did the things I do. For the Lord holds all the answers to my questions, come what may. We're gonna talk about them soon, show me the way. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Well, now the final curtain will be seen. Now it's time to say goodbye to this way of life I've been. So bury me in the cold, hard ground. I'll travel through the sky. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Get on up, hold on.